Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Buchek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Sicotte. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Al Sicotte. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Hiest. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1-0. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Hiest is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hiest hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Musial strikes out. One out. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sawatzky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Sawatzky reaches second base with a double. Boyer moves to third. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lillis hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kindle. Boyer scores. Sawatzky scores. Buchek moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Al Sicotte is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sicotte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Sicotte reaches second base with a double. Buchek scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mutschel. Santo reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauschi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. 1 out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hobby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a fly ball into left field. Mutschel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Lillis. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Lillis steals second. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vacek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vacek strikes out. Two outs. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sicott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sicott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lillis scores. Sicott moves to second. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sicott scores. Warwick moves to second. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vacek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bausch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bausch is 0-for-1 in the game. Bausch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hobby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hobby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 0-for-2 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sawatzki hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Banks reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Williams reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buchek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sicott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki pinch runs for Al Sicott. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 5, Cubs, 5. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Hobby bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Lillis covering, for the out. Bauschi moves to second. One out. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Heist is 0-for-3 in the game. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive to center field. Warwick throws towards first. White fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Bauschi scores. Kindle moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kindle moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Musial is 0-3 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sawatzky is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Warwick now playing right field. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santo is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Taylor is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Cubs. Craig Anderson now pitching. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bauschi is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Will hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Warwick. Will reaches second base with a double. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Heist is 0-4 in the game. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kindle is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Will scores. Heist moves to second. It's 9-7, Cubs. Larry Jackson now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lillis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis bunts towards the mound. Schultz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Jerry Butchek. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schoendienst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lillis moves to third. Charlie James pinch hits for Larry Jackson. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of 0-0. James hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Warwick is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Lillis scores. 2 outs. It's 9-8, Cubs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields the ball and throws to Schultz covering. Safe. Warwick moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Warwick scores. Flood moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cardinals, 9, Cubs, 9. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Red Shandianst now playing second base. Bob Lillis now playing shortstop. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Broglio covering, for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. Taylor moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. It's 10-9, Cubs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heist is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Heist is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer is called out on strikes. 1 out. Stan Musial batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Musial is 0 for 4 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sawatzki is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Sawatzki hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Miller pinch runs for Carl Sawatzki. Don Tausig pinch hits for Bob Lillis. Don Tausig is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tausig is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 9. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.